You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who is tapping on her friend's window? Was it a little ghost boy named Raymond?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello there. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story that you'd like to share with us, we would love that so much. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, you can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. So I am Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am, and I am really kind of freaked out about this tapping on a window. That is like one of my worst nightmares.
I know. It does kind of freak me out because sometimes at night I go into my bedroom because I usually turn my light on in my bedroom, you know, when it gets dark. Yeah. But I have to go in and shut the curtains. And there's been multiple times, including last night, I'm like, what if there was somebody standing right there, right now,
hey,
and touched, like hit the window?
You know, when we were kids, I think where it came from, well, the fact we live in a haunted house didn't help. But the movie Count Yorga Vampire. Remember the Count Yorga vampire movies?
Not really, but the name, but I don't remember anything that happened in it.
Well, at one point he was standing looking in this girl's window. And then I was just flipped out about a vampire standing outside the window. And I think it just carried through to today. Still have it.
Well, and I think that a lot of people are like that, though, when, like, I don't want any of my windows open at night at all.
Right.
And even in my backyard, like I've got a fence, it would be hard to get in my backyard, but not impossible. I just have this weird thing, like somebody could be standing out there.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, Like one time I was living in a house and somebody made this kind of comment to me that, oh, well, you just never open your windows, kind of like to me, and in a kind of a negative way that I just wasn't opening up my windows or whatever. And now that's not exactly true because sometimes in the day I open them up, but no, not at night, I don't. Thank you.
I know. I open them all up during the day. I go around my house and open up everything. And then at night, I go around my house and close it all because I don't want people looking
I'm the
in.
same way. I just can't have that happening.
And what if it was like the Black Eyed Kids? What are you going to do then?
Right.
What are you going to do?
What if it was the Black Eyed Kids? What if it
Then,
was a serial
and
killer?
what
You know, what
happens?
if it was?
And then with the Black Eyed Kids, do they just take your soul if you make eye contact with them?
I mean, you opened the window.
Exactly. So I don't know. I just think it's safe and smart.
I'm with
But,
you.
in this house, and I do need to get the tree trimmed, but it took me a while to, when I first moved in, that I realized that a tree branch was brushing up against a window in my bedroom because
Oh,
it didn't sound like that. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I realized, ah, that's what that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it still does that when it gets windy.
But you could have a creepy person in the neighborhood, you know.
I think every neighborhood has one, really.
I think so. So,
So
you know,
yeah,
better
just be
safe than
safe.
sorry. Yeah.
Well, here is our first story. It says, hey, this is Aaron. I've been obsessed with the paranormal since I was little, so this show is right up my alley. And I thought I'd share a couple of my stories today. In college, a friend of mine told me a ghost story that always stuck with me. At the time, her parents lived in Colorado, and across the street from their house was a bed and breakfast. This is weird to me. It was originally a children's home in the 1800s. And over time, it had been converted into what it was today. It's just so weird that you would repurpose it to a bed and breakfast because it seems like that would be so haunted.
Oh.
So my friend used to tell me about a little ghost boy named Raymond who haunted the place. Raymond had lived in the children's home and tragically died after falling into a well in the backyard. My friend's bedroom was on the second floor of her house, and sometimes at night she would hear little taps on her window. She always knew it was Raymond. He just wanted to play. She would tell him she was trying to sleep and he'd leave her alone. There was one time when a couple from Arizona stayed at the B&B, and when they returned home, strange things started happening. It seemed Raymond had gotten attached to them and decided to follow them home. The couple ended up packing a suitcase with toys and sent it back to the B&B, and when it arrived, Raymond came back. My friend said Raymond was happy to be back and that he had been a little lonely without them. My second story might not be considered paranormal by everyone, but I like to think that something beyond human understanding was at work here. A few years ago, my family had to put our dog down, which was one of the hardest things we've ever had to go through since we'd had him for 12 years. After we'd had him cremated, and a few weeks later, we went to spread his ashes along the bike trail where we used to take him for walks. At one point, my dad had to tie his shoe, and there was this green electrical box nearby. When my dad lifted his foot to tie his shoe, he found a bracelet. He asked me if I wanted it, and I said, sure. When he gave it to me, I noticed that one of the charms on the bracelet said XOXO. Part of me thought that it was probably a bracelet from a little girl who had left it behind, but deep down, I felt like it was a sign from our dog. I felt like he had left it there for us to know that he loved us. I still have the bracelet and sometimes wear it when I'm missing him. I'll send in more stories soon. Thanks for listening, Erin. So starting with that bracelet story first, who knows? It could have been somebody did drop it when they're out on the trail, but dad had to stop and tie his shoes, and it happened to be right where that bracelet was, which happened to be right where they walk their dog all the time, and they're spreading his ashes at that time. 100% the dog sent him that bracelet.
I don't know if it could have been a coincidence. It could have been, but you know, if you felt in your heart it was that, and that the dog was giving you a shout out and a big furry hug, I say go with it. You know, I think you know your dog better than anybody. And I think that if it makes you feel better, I think it's okay. I think, it could be. Why not?
But just to stop right there where you found the bracelet. And like, it's funny how things like that happen. The other night, my friend Phil and I were walking in the neighborhood and we're walking along and I looked down and found a penny and I picked it up. And I said something about whenever I find pennies from my dad. So Phil's like, oh, with me and my dad, it was dimes. And so he's telling me this story about dimes. And we walk, I don't know, maybe one more house, and he found a dime.
Oh, that okay. Now, to me, that's kind of strange.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, because you don't find dimes very easily.
Yeah. I found the penny, he found the dime. I did not see the dime at all. So I thought that was
Okay.
kind of, I'm like, coincidence? It could be. But
Could
it's kind of
be.
interesting that, because his dad collected dimes. And the story was that when he was a kid, him and his brother, Vic, would go play pinball and it only took a dime. And
Oh.
they spent all of his dad's dime. They stole all of the dimes over
Oh
time.
no.
So I'm like,
Oh
really, this
no.
is your dad taunting you. Like I'm being like, oh, my dad. And look, he sent a penny and your dad's taunting you. It's like, I haven't forgotten, Phil. You stole all my dimes. So I don't know. I like to think that. Now, the B&B story, the fact that it was a child's home, an orphanage was what it was in the
Right.
1800s. I would be surprised if Raymond was the only spirit of a child in
Yeah.
that house, actually.
True. But what the part that I'm not sure about, but I can't I totally believe that Raymond haunted the place. I totally think that's a possibility. Do you think Raymond really would go like home with somebody?
I've heard stories like that before where people, where spirits have.
I mean, it just seems like he's so connected to that place that I find it, and the people that were there, it just seems weird to me that he would go home. I just kind of question if the people, I don't know, that something else was going on and they just, thought, well, Raymond followed us home. I don't know. It feels like to me Raymond would have stayed there.
The reason I think it's possible is I've heard stories like that before, but he might have felt, one of them felt maternal or paternal, and he just was very drawn to that energy, parental energy from them, and he's a little boy looking for parents.
Well, that's true.
And then they shipped, but I love that they sent a suitcase back with toys. It's like,
Yeah.
please take Raymond back. Here's some toys. I think that's the
Well,
interesting part, that they shipped it back and that it somehow worked. That's the part I
yeah, and I
find
mean, I
interesting.
guess it worked. We don't know for a fact, right?
Or did Raymond just go silent for a while and
You
then.
know, or did that solve the problem at their house, wherever that was? Let's say it was in Phoenix. I don't know. Was all quiet in Phoenix after that with the toys, or after they sent the toys off, or I don't know. It's weird to me
Yeah.
that you would go, okay, I'm going to send this box of toys, and Raymond, you jump in with it.
Yeah. You're going, Raymond. Attach yourself to this
Yeah,
box.
and you're going through the US. PS all the
And
way back to here, and then
yeah.
I don't know. That just seems a little
It would be interesting.
odd.
Like, what if along the way, and you could connect the dots, like there was this paranormal shit that happened all the way with Raymond back. Like, dropped him off at the post office.
Yeah.
Then there's some weird shit happened there. And then they put him on a truck, and then weird things like the lights were going out on the truck. Just
Yeah.
all the way back home. But nobody shared the paranormal experiences because they're so separate.
Well, and maybe this happens all the time in the post office, that
It
they have all
could.
sorts of haunted things going through there and they're just used to it.
Don't you think a lot of post offices are haunted, especially those
Oh,
old ones
gosh,
that were
yeah.
built, because you can drive by. Where was I recently? Oh, in Tulsa. Because I'm like, oh, what's that building? Oh, no. You and
in
I,
Astoria. There was that cool
we
one.
Saw the back of the building. We're like, what? That's got to be a post office. And then we drive around it. Sure enough.
Yeah.
And like a building like, when do you suppose that one was built? Early 1900s?
We looked it up. I want to say it was 1909 or something.
And it looks haunted AF. Don't you think a lot of those old post offices are haunted?
Absolutely. No question about it. You know?
And that's one thing that I get why people went haunted too, because so many would be really attached to their job at the Postal Service. Not as much today, but back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, possibly, but also those buildings are just creepy.
Yeah, for real. So I don't know. I don't think if, as charming as that bed and breakfast might be, if I found out that it was a children's home, I couldn't stay there. And and in part two, because of little spirits like Raymond, I'm like, if this place is haunted, and chances are it is, it would be haunted by children's spirits. And that would just break my heart. It may be like a mean person who was like an asshole.
I couldn't stay there.
You'd be like, Carol, I got a great deal on it. I'd be like, Kathy, can't do it.
It would be like me to say I got a great deal on it.
And I would be the one going, oh, I just can't. So, well, let's go to this call.
My name is Corin, and I'm from Northern Indiana. I have two stories. They both involve my son, who is now 20, but at the time he was much younger. For the first story, you need to know that my brother, Brett, unfortunately passed right before his 29th birthday, and this was in 2005. And about a year later, my son was about 4 and a half. And one day, I was setting up a long rectangular table in our living room to put up some breakable stuff. I don't know what I was doing. I don't remember. But I was putting some items up there, and this is different than the family room. And so I looked at my son, Tucker, and I said, honey, please do not go in that room. Don't touch anything. Everything's breakable. So mommy would like you to stay out of there. So a week or two passed, and I was talking to Tucker, and he was such a smart little kid. And I just asked him, something made me ask him. I said, hey, Tucker, have you ever seen Uncle Brett? You know, since he's passed away. And he's like, oh, yeah. I said, Dad, where have you seen him? And he's like, oh, yeah, remember you told me not to go into the living room where that stuff was? Well, I went in there, and Uncle Brett was there, and he said, hey, your mom told you not to come into this room and touch the stuff. He's like, so I left. So I could not help laughing because that was so hysterical. My brother still helped me from beyond. Fast forward, my mother passed away, and she had passed away in September of 2011. And this was more, I guess you could say, wintertime. At the time, we lived in Florida. So, but it was a Saturday, and it was in the afternoon, and he and I were watching, you know, some ghost hunting show. And so after it was over, he looks at me, and he says, hey, Mom, do you think Nanny watches over us? Do you think that, you know, and I said, oh, absolutely. I totally believe that Nanny watches over us. And he goes, well, can we see, you know, can we test it? Can we see if she'll say anything? I said, oh, sure. So just so you know, we had two dogs at the time. Also, our house, the way it was, the master bedroom had two double doors, and they were closed to our bedroom, but they were right off the family room. And it was a very sunny, no thunderstorms in the sky kind of day. So we're just sitting there. So I said, hey, Mom, if you're here, can you give us a sign? And we waited maybe 4 5 seconds, if that, The next thing we hear is those double doors just shrieking as hard as they could. And the dogs start barking, and I'm sure I was, like, white as a sheet, and my son says to me, Mom, that was fun. Let's ask her again. I said, no, honey, my heart can only take so much. So those were kind of two cute stories. I have other things. I've had dreams, but, yeah, I love your show, and there's good things out there, and I thank you for the opportunity to share my story. Have a great day.
I just love her.
Oh, I do too.
I really like her. And I think those stories are really sweet, but in a funny kind of way, like, you know, because it could have gone really sad. Like, do you think, mm-hmm. you know, my brother shared? Oh, yeah. He told me to stay out of the room. which cracked me up. And then the other one was like, you know, is mom here? Well, let's ask her. And then that happens. And then the little boy's like, can we do that again? Yeah. Oh, my God. I loved that so much.
I do, too. And, you know, I think, like, as we have discussed before, children are very, you know, amenable, acceptable, susceptible to spirits. And the way they are so matter of fact about it, like, he didn't even mention it to his mom or anything, just in passing, she said something, he went, oh yeah, you know, and yeah, he was there, why, you know. And I think partially because maybe they don't have a really good grasp on death, and that's, you know, we realize as we get older, it's permanent and they're gone and we don't have them. But as kids, that's a very abstract concept. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, they were here one day. Now they're not ever. And I don't know that always makes a lot of sense. So when they do see something, they're like, yeah, sure.
I think it's really interesting, though, with the two of them. Like, do you suppose she's still around? And then that happened? Like, mm-hmm. on cue? That's pretty interesting to me, too.
Yeah, I can't. I don't feel like that was a coincidence.
I don't either. Yeah. And he's like, let's do it again. She's like, my heart can only take so much.
Yeah. But I wonder if there's other stories about her brother being around.
Yeah, she said she has other stories. I'd love to hear more because I just loved her whole delivery and the way she laughs. And I liked her.
Yeah, I did, too.
So one more quickie. It says, I wanted to share a couple of stories with you. This one takes place in Connecticut, where I was living at the time. My grandfather had just passed away, and he wasn't exactly the nicest guy. Very strict and tough to deal with, but I still had respect for him. After the funeral and wake, my uncle flew back to Connecticut from Seattle to be there for everything. Once it was over, we went back to my grandmother's house, where she lived alone after my grandfather passed. The very next day, my uncle was sorting through some of his things, deciding what to keep and what to throw away. While he was in the middle of it, he started hearing creaking sounds, so he stopped what he was doing and listened. Then, to his surprise, the TV in his old bedroom turned on by itself. Freaked out, he went in, turned it off, and went back to what he was doing. A couple minutes later, the TV turned on again. This time he yelled, "Jim, stop it, you're freaking me out." He went in, unplugged the TV, turned around to go back to his task, and a few minutes later, the TV turned on again, even though it was unplugged, and the lights in the room dimmed. At that point, my uncle was completely freaked out. He ran out of the room and out of the house, stayed in a hotel for the rest of the trip. He told me later that even though my grandfather had given him hell while he was alive, now that he was dead, he was still messing with him. And my uncle refused to stay in that room again. So fast forward a few years later, my grandmother had passed away. Everyone was just devastated because she was the sweetest person. Exactly the kind of grandmother you read about in books or see on TV. She would have given you her last dollar if you needed it. And at the time, my parents' house in Connecticut was fairly new, which is important for the story. So after her wake and funeral, I was watching TV in bed one night when the TV just turned off. I couldn't find the remote, so I said, "Grandma, I was watching that and I can't find the remote." As I looked under my bed, the TV turned back on. I was confused, but I didn't think much of it and went back to bed. Then I looked over at my door and it was open just a little. I thought that was strange because I knew I had shut it. As I looked at it, the door slowly shut by itself as if someone was on the other side, closing it carefully until it clicked shut. This was a brand new house. Nothing like this had ever happened before. And for the next 2 months, a few times a week, my door would open and slowly shut again. I initially thought it was air moving through the house, but I debunked that. We also had lights flickering in many rooms, even with brand new light bulbs. That had never happened before my grandmother passed away. And on top of that, several family members would smell my grandmother's perfume on different occasions, and a few times it even happened in cars. During that two-month period, we also had lots of other occurrences, though I didn't witness them directly, so I'm not including them. Eventually, we all came to the conclusion that my grandmother was watching over us for a couple months after she passed. None of us minded it. It felt comforting, like she was keeping an eye on us. Thanks, Grandma. R.I.P. I'll share more stories soon, Christopher.
Mm.
So, Grandma and Grandpa, you think?
I do. Yeah, I really do. Didn't you feel like when the uncle was going through the stuff and the TV kept turning on, he unplugs it and it's still turned on?
Right.
I'm thinking that's the explanation for it. And it was kind of funny when he said, you know, that his dad had, you know, given him hell while he was alive and was still doing it after he died. Right. I say the same thing about my mom all the time. You know, the exact same thing. She will always be around me, I swear.
Now, and that said, our mother is alive.
Our mother is alive, but you know what? When she does pass, I just know she's still going to be there doing stuff. And I think he's the same way. You know,
she's going to be stirring up shit because that's what she likes to do.
She is going to be stirring it up. But the grandmother thing, you know, that it's funny that they. But we're both doing the same thing. Because the grandfather was turned TV off, turned TV on. And the same thing happened then with Christopher, TV off, TV on. Then the door thing, you know, of course, too. But the lights flickering, he talked about that happening in the other house, too, I think.
Yeah, but what if Grandpa was with Grandma?
Could be. They could have been together. I mean, why not? Right?
And Grandpa's like, hey, this worked on my son.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a strong believer that when somebody passes, there's a period of kind of lingering here, and it might be shorter and it might be longer. But I do get it. Like after a while, you go, I don't feel them here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you do pretty strongly right afterwards, but then, you know, there comes a day where you go, you know, I just don't feel it.
Well, and they had some pretty profound experiences, you know, with, mm-hmm. and that's the kind of thing of, your grandmother would do, open the door and check on you at night, shut the door, mm-hmm. just make sure you're okay. Yeah. You smell the perfume. Mm-hmm. That just, to me, really does seem like it was Grandma. And it didn't happen to just Christopher. It sounds like other people, too.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that that's a Grandma thing.
Yeah, we're going with Grandma and mm-hmm. Grandpa both.
Yeah, I'm 100% mm-hmm. both, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, awesome. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up a few different ways through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And from all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious. I need to be awake.
Snacks. I have my brain shut.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious. I need to
be awake. Snacks.
I have my brain shut.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises. And they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I have
my brain shut.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be awake.
Snacks.
I want my brain shut
just
off.
Sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise, but there's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.